2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden will meet virtually today with six governors, including Utah's governor, to discuss the vaccination process.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Tell us about this meeting, Karen.
Yeah, the president today is going to have a virtual conversation with a bipartisan group of governors. The discussion, the White House says, will focus on the inventive and innovative ways that these state leaders are working to get people in their states vaccinated. So we've got a list of six of them. Utah, of course, is one of them. Massachusetts, Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and Minnesota. And the White House says really the big things the president wants to hear are the best practices that these governors are using to promote access to vaccines, how they're building confidence in shots, and also how they're trying to ensure state residents are being reached in their vaccination effort, because that's such a big part of it right now, that the two things, access and messaging. They want to make it easy for people to get the shot, but also you need to figure out how to find those people who are hesitant and make sure the message is getting to them in the right way. President, of course, set a new goal of getting 70% of adults in America at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated by the July 4th holiday. So we're less than 2 months away. That is a very ambitious goal, and it is not going to be easy for the administration to reach.
Karen, was it metrics in these states that helped them make a decision on who they got as participants in this conversation?
The White House did not say specifically. Maine, Massachusetts, and New Mexico are all around 50% of the eligible population with at least one dose. So that puts them among the top-ranked states. They're high up on the list. Ohio and Utah are closer to the middle of the pack. So I think you get the sense of you don't want to just bring the top six in to say, well, how is it working there? Because that might not work in the bottom six. So get a mix. And, you know, the White House says the president wants to hear what didn't work either. Now, I should also note that these conversations are happening behind the scenes. The White House is talking every week to the nation's governors, and those governors can talk to each other on those calls. So some of this is a bit of optics to show that this conversation is taking place. There'll be a photo op, the president, you know, asking and hearing from all of these governors. But I do think that, you know, the White House is trying to figure out what it can do for this next part of the campaign. I asked the president about this last week, of how much harder the next 2 months will be compared to the previous 3 months, the first 100 days, where people wanted to get a shot. They were signing up on multiple sites. You know, the demand at one point was far greater than the supply. This is a different phase. The supply is there, but now you have to convince people to get it. And the president said in some ways it's easier because you're convincing, not guaranteeing supply. But in other ways, it's a lot harder because this is a group, this next kind of batch of people who are hesitant or flat out saying they're not going to get it. And to try and get them in to get their shot is going to be a big challenge.
Is the thought then, Karen, that he might learn something from these governors that he would share with other governors?
Yeah, I think that's the sense that the White House is saying, and certainly that would be a part of the conversation that the administration would be having with governors. I also think a lot of it is just to show that, you know, they're open to hearing other ideas. They're open to hearing ideas from Republican governors. What works in one Republican state might work well in another Republican state or a Democratic state. And I think a lot of this is just to say this is a national effort. This is nationwide. And yes, we're looking at data state by state, but really we have to think of this as an all of the country effort to get people vaccinated.
All right, Karen, as always, thanks for your help there from the nation's capital. ABC News correspondent Karen Travers on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.